yes, Fletchy's Fiscal Financial Futures. Thanks to First Point Mortgage Brokers. No more pretty sure, be certain. Look up First Point Mortgage Brokers. What have you landed on today, Fletch?
I've landed on, well, just quietly, just before I get started, the RBA have left interest rates on hold.
Oh.
So still on the lowest interest rates in history.
Mm.
So get out there, ring up First Point Mortgage and buy that bordello that you've always wanted. So we talked about this on Monday about the Filipino lady who got $900,000, which is about 3 million pesos. So I've come across an article. So Australia ranks 19th in medal bonuses for athletes at Tokyo. Asian countries at the top of the list as the most generous, with Singapore awarding their single highest bonus, 1 million Singapore dollars, which equates to just over $1 million Australian for winning an Olympic gold medal. Hong Kong isn't far behind. Guess what? Guess how much they're offering?
800.
Yep, 875. And then Thailand, 400,000.
Wow.
So they're out there just looking after their athletes. Australia isn't anywhere to be found on the top list, with the AOC rewarding 20,000 for gold medal.
20,000?
15 for silver and 10,000 for a bronze. But some sports, i.e. the rowers, they get personally sponsored by Gina Rinehart, who pays them $525 a week wage for the 50 top competitors. That's not bad. Good on you, Gina.
Can I just, you may not know the answer to this.
A lot of iron ore.
Yeah. Can, if, say, for example, the Matildas won.
Yep.
Do they all get 20,000?
Yes.
What?
Gold medal.
Just like Ariane Titmus would get $20,000.
Correct.
No, I don't agree with that.
Well, I'm not making. You'll have to take that up with John Coates.
Yeah.
And so, look, we've had a bad year.
Mm.
So in the old days, he used to get a Holden car. Holden no longer with us.
Yes, that's right.
But Australia 20,000. Guess who's in front of us? Japan 61. Hungary. If you're from Hungary, 228,000. If you're a gold medalist. Italy, 300.
300 to the. So they gave away 600 in about half an hour.
Absolutely. And but I'm very impressed with Kazakhstan. 340,000.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's got to get a gold, though.
Mm. I'm impressed with you reading that small font without your glasses.
Yeah.
Try to fit it on one page.
Yeah.
For him.
Very good.
He can't do two pages. He loses one. So I put it on one for him.
I don't lose two pages.
Yeah.
I've got to hold it out.
Where's that fiscal?
I've got to hold it out.
Do you own a pair of glasses?
No.
You're going good, Fletch.
No. I'm shocking here.
Yeah.
I can't read
that. And your kids hand you stuff and you got to push them away, don't you?
Kids don't hear me. I get nothing off of that. What? Except grief.
Yes. Just on, well, we might go from you to our man Brooksy as far as the biggest contracts of the NBA free agency concerned.
So I'm going to read out some of the contracts. 6 hours of free agency frenzy. Paul Franze earlier today. Here's some of the contracts. So we've got Trae Young signing a 5-year, $207 million deal. Norman Powell signing a 5-year, $90 million deal. Wow. Like, these are just some of them. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 5-year, $172 extension.
Are they the guns of their team?
Trae Young is a superstar. Yep, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is. Norman Powell, no. He's probably third best on his team at the moment. How much do you reckon was transferred in 6 hours? US dollars, greenbacks.
$600 million, $700 million.
Higher.
Over a bill.
Yes.
Wow.
$1,677,700,000.
Wow.
That's just with announced contracts. I did the math just before. That's ridiculous.
That's
6 hours.
That's obscene.
That's EPL numbers.
Oh, it's better than EPL.
That is stupid.
It's La Liga.
Yeah.
First Point Mortgage Brokers, boys. First Point Mortgage Brokers. No more pretty shores around your home loans. You'll be certain. Call 9527-2230. That's 9527-2230. That is thanks to First Point Mortgage Brokers, Fletchy's Fiscal Financial Futures.